So this is De Bello Gallico, chapter, book 4, chapter 32, lines 8 through 19. So start with, id quod erat suspicatus, so because he had suspected this, aliquid novi consili, some new plan, initium undertaken barbaris by the barbarians, caesar usit, Caesar ordered, cohortes quae in stationibus erant, the cohorts who were on duty, proficisci to depart, secum, with him, in eam partem, into that direction, or into that area. Duas cohortes, so two cohorts, ex reliquis, from the remaining, in stationem, cedere, to replace them on duty. Reliquas armare, the rest to be armed, subsequi, cese, and to follow him, confessed him immediately. Cum palo longius a castris procesisit, when he had proceeded from the camp, longius farther, palo by a little. Animad vertit, he noticed, that suos, that his men, ab hostibus premi, were being pressed by the enemy, atque aegre sustinere, and were resisting with difficulty, et conferta legione, and with the legion crowded together, tela conici, spears, were being hurled, ex omnibus partibus, from all sides. Nam quod, for since, omni frumento demesso, with all the grain having been harvested, ex reliquis partibus, from all the other areas, pars una erat reliqua, one part was left. Suspicati hostes, the enemy, having suspected nostros esse venturos, that our men would come, huc, to this place, dilitu erant, had hidden, noctu in silvis, at night, in the woods. Tum subito ad orti, then suddenly, having attacked dispersos, or scattered men, depositis armis, with their weapons laid down, occupatos in metendo, occupied in harvesting, Haucus interfectus, and a few of our men having been killed, perturbaverant, they, meaning the enemy, disturbed reliquos, the remaining men, in incertus ordinibus, in their disorganized ranks. Simul, cercum dederunt, at the same time they had surrounded, and it's just implied our men, equitatu atque Esedis, with cavalry and chariots. Okay, so the whole translation again. Because he had suspected this, some new plan undertaken by the barbarians, Caesar ordered the cohorts, which were on guard duty, to set out with him into that area, two cohorts of the remaining to take up guard duty, the remaining to be armed and immediately to follow after him. When he had advanced some little way from the camp, he noticed that his men were being pressed by the enemy and were resisting with difficulty. And with the legion crowded together, spears were being thrown from all sides. For since, with all the grain having been harvested from all the other areas, one part was left. The enemy, having suspected our men would come to this place, had hidden at night in the woods. Then suddenly, having attacked our scattered men, their weapons having been laid down, occupied in harvesting, and a few of our men having been killed, they disrupted the remaining men in their disorganized ranks. At the same time, they had surrounded them with cavalry and chariots. All right, so remember we talked about this, you know, why were they caught off guard? Whose fault was this? And does Caesar take any blame? And what side would you be on if you were the reader?